This is the locker room. We talk about it, you talk about nothing new. Grab you a drink and get comfortable. Shooting shit cause we got nothing to do. My girl, she mad, she say, I only listen to locker room. I'd rather do that than listen to all of her moods. Mix it like alchemy, I know they doubted me. Pay me my hourly, I don't do salary. Take them out, I burn the calories. Never go nowhere where locker room's out of reach. Never was late cause I don't know how to be. Come check to Mitch cause he got the fix. And this is too easy, come run it up with Dimitri. We talking sports in the other, you might as well call the stuff teaching. They be beneath me, couldn't catch up. We keep it PG, never slip up. You couldn't reach me, turning this up. From here down to Fiji, they know what's up. Since we got game, we figure we give it out. Stay for a bit, this ain't no winning out. Lot of things happening, this where we thinning out. I like to stand, but it's cool if you sitting down. Listen now, tell them to keep it down. I'm in position now, tell them it's time for the business now. You had your time, but it isn't now. Locker room's talking, I need you to zip it now.
Back.
Hold on. Ready? 1, 2, 3. That's for Amy.
That's it.
That's how you do it.
The other one. How you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. Cheers. I forgot how to do this.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man. We are back in the studio. What do you think of the digs? What are you thinking?
I love the wall.
Uh-huh.
I love the TV. The hats are nice. We got our friends here. We got the microphones. We got a camera.
Yeah.
Roster, how you doing?
How's it going?
You know, I love me a Favre, but it's a little busy.
I know. It's a little busy. We'll figure it out. Let us do what we need to do.
Mitch, it's not even that. It's like the juxtaposition. You got like the Green Bay share certificate's great.
Right.
Maybe it should go up there. Sure. But then we should have sponsors up there.
Well, sponsors are going to go up there.
We should have sponsors
what do you
up
think?
There.
Yeah, I think so.
Sponsors
right.
up there.
I like where you're going with this.
And then this, it takes up a lot.
Where would you pick? Where would you put the? Where would you put the picture of old cousin Jim?
The picture of old cousin Jim.
Yeah.
He's. You know what? I think. Oh, you know what?
Should I cast him?
Hold on. Great idea.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah, maybe we do like we cast up the roster, but we should a Hall of Fame.
A Hall of Fame.
A Wall of Fame.
Now you're on to something.
Season 6.
I'm writing that down.
Episode 1. Wall really, it's episode. Scroll down. Fame. What episode are we actually at? Is it 175?
It is 175, yeah. It's 175.
175.
Season 6.
The Wall of Fame.
We're
roster.
Back. We're
welcome back. Welcome back. We're back for another season. Look, before we get into it, don't forget you got to follow us on the channels at RLRT Podcast. If you're searching us on Instagram and Twitter, if it's going to be on YouTube, it's RLRT TV. We got it right up here. We're going to be playing it for you. And of course, there's just search Real Locker Room Talk to get on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And of course, we're streaming it Podbean, Spotify, and iTunes.
Yes.
But we got a surprise for you.
Big surprise.
Big news. Do you want to do it, Mitch?
You know what? This is your baby. You not that.
Are you sure?
I get a little verklempt every time we talk about it.
Once I get to the udders, I'm not stopping pumping milk.
No, do it.
Okay. So
tell him everything.
Bro. Okay. Just tell him everything.
Right.
Look, we do a Greek radio show. I think, Roster, some of you know, some of you don't know that it's a local show for the community, and it's done at the University of Calgary, our local post-secondary mecca, if you will. This is where the smart people go to be smart. They come in not so smart.
No.
Then they come out really smart.
Really smart, yeah.
That's what we're hoping to achieve. Anyways, we pitched it. We said, hey, we want to do a sports program for the radio show. They loved it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a two-fold show go on at the second Tuesday of every single month on the CJSW 90.9 FM. Real Locker Room Talk is transforming into
the sports show.
The sports show.
Yeah, it's that easy.
It's that simple. You don't even want to know how.
It's
and
a
why
long story. Yeah.
You know what? We'll tell you on another time. We tease it in the post. We got a new format. We got a new set, as you can see. We're keeping this thing to 45 minutes. We understand it's hard for you guys catching up when we go on our rants.
People got to work.
They got to work.
Yeah.
They got to do it. But we're here to do what we do. Talk a little bit of sports and a little bit of random stuff. Because guess what?
Hey, that's what we do.
It's Real Locker Room Talk.
It's true.
Can I tell you something random? This
yeah,
is the
man.
Funniest thing that happened. This
Let's
true,
start it.
True story. I didn't tell you because, honestly, I wanted it to come out just authentic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So check
what you got?
So check this out.
By the way, how do you like the bench? The benches. You're a little nervous about the bench.
It's kind of like your tires. I don't know about them yet.
They're
it's like,
fine.
It's
they're
a little fine. Wiggly.
I'm just telling you. It's
there's a weird creak.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
You know, but yeah,
well, don't worry. Yeah, maybe,
I'll get used to it. I can learn to love it.
You will. I'll tell you that much.
So check this out. I'm on my way to work, right?
Yeah.
So whatever, I park and I... you know, I park at a building adjacent. You know where I park, right?
Okay. I know where you are.
So I'm walking through, and now I'm beside the cultural center.
Okay.
So a coworker of mine, he parks in that outdoor parkade.
Okay.
So we basically came at the same time. We see each other, and we're like, both, like, he's coming up. We're about to intersect each other.
Okay.
Okay, so he's going up that little flight of stairs.
Right.
And then I'm coming off the side.
Gotcha.
Okay.
No, exactly.
So we're about to intersect each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear this rustling in the bushes.
What happened?
I'm like, okay, you know, there's a lot of squirrels around there. I'm thinking an animal.
Right.
I go, could it be a bear? You never know.
They're downtown, sure.
They're coming close to the city.
It's a bear market.
It's a. It's actually a bull market.
You're right. Sure it is. Go on. Go on.
Anyways, so we get there and I look and I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, okay, well, there's a homeless person in the bushes. Mm. No big deal. It happens. You're downtown. You get used to it. So as I'm kind of turning the corner now, mm-hmm. I see that this homeless person is ruffling the feathers, if you will, because they needed to go.
Oh.
So this lady, she's right in the bush.
Right.
And she drops trout. Like, we're talking, just goes right to the ankles.
Yeah.
And I see it, and I go to the CD, and I give him the signal. I give him one of these. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because, you know, I'm not going to be that guy.
No, of course not. But you're that guy.
She dropped her pants right to the ankles just dropped the deuce. Right then and there.
I don't know. Right. Is this a bad thing? Like, you know, like, it's getting to the point where I know Calgary's had some bad, like, business.
Well,
you know.
This is my point.
Yeah.
Roster, if you think life's bad, it's not.
No.
Life's good.
It's not that,
okay?
Yeah.
This poor person is ruffling the bushes outside the Chinese Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Not knowing what the next minute. You got to go.
You got to do what you got to do.
But it was the funniest thing because it was just like she went into the bushes to hide, but her bare butt was just right out for
right
the
there.
Taking.
Well,
right
hey, there. Hey. When you got to go, you got to go. Hey. You know, if we've learned anything in our
what
lives.
What do you do?
Exactly. I like that. Yeah. Listen, summertime. It's almost over. How was it? We took six weeks?
Yeah.
Five and a bit. Let's say that.
Feels like forever, what happened? Mitch.
So, real quick, we left you on a cliffhanger. Who won the NBA championship? Who could it have been? What?
Spoiler alert.
Exactly.
Well, you didn't think
you think we were going to forget it?
What's
that? Tell you guys about our boy.
Who won the MVP, Mitch?
Who won? Who had a huge 50-point game?
Let me just check.
Who could it be? I'm trying to remember. No, a big win by the Milwaukee Bucks winning. Technically, it's their second championship, but really their first. And many more to Giannis and the boys. That was awesome. The Olympics happened while we were off.
Yep.
I got to admit, started off slow. Ended with a bang.
Yeah.
Started off slow, ended with a bang. But one thing, Japan, I was mad about the cardboard box beds. All right. Well, you guys all know it could be my new side gig selling the cardboard bed because IKEA's, they got no market on this. We can take these guys down. But here's the whole thing. The 100 meter used to be the big thing. They put it in the middle of the week. Like the middle of the Olympics.
Didn't that close out the Olympics,
that
Mitch?
Basketball would close it off.
Yeah.
Or the relay race or whatever. No, it was like right in the middle. Oh. Killed the thing. So hey, Japan, good job, you did it. And I'm just gonna say this. Then they do the Paralympics a couple weeks ago. Just ended the other day. Loved it. I don't know if you've ever watched it, man. There are some great, great sports. They got blind ball. I am a big fan of this. It's unreal. There's just so many cool things. I highly recommend if you guys can get back and watch some things. But I had a good summer. It was relaxing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest with you, partner. We haven't sat this close in a very long time. In fact, I don't know if we're supposed to be sitting this close anymore. But hey, I missed you.
This is weird. We're actually 6 feet apart.
We are.
It's an illusion. It's like, you know, how Copperfield does this stuff.
Are you okay? How are you feeling being back with me? Face to face.
I missed you.
I hate to say it.
I don't know if it's... Did you dust it in here?
It's dusty.
Is it? I don't know if you backed you.
No, man,
you know what? I miss it. I'll be honest with you. I love the break. It gives you a chance to get recharged. You know, it's a long season that we do the podcast week in, week out in between work and kids and just life, right? And even for the roster that listens to it, right? So I think it's a nice break for everyone. I saw that a lot of people were able to catch up on episodes. Look, the summer overall, I'm just try not to be, you know, I'll be negative with sports.
Yeah.
I'll let sports be my rant section, but you know what? It was fine. We got to travel. We went to the U.S.
Nice.
You know what I mean? U.S. roster. I came to see you. I was there. I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Very nice.
I was in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Wow, you're going really into that.
I said, hey,
into the heart of the USA.
I can go. I'm ready to go. Yeah. You know what? They're beautiful places if you haven't been. And you know what? It was nice here too. Look, it's great. Good break.
Yeah.
Needed it, but happy to bet. This is the sanctuary, Mitch.
That's true. I agree. Couple more things I want to throw in. Just last week, college football started. And if I've ever seen a population of people, in this case, the student body across the United States going F you to COVID,
yeah.
It was watching. I want to say hundreds of 70, 80,000 kids and students and alumni and boosters all in the stands. COVID, it's over. You had a good run. The kids took you out. It was over. Unbelievable. What were your thoughts when you saw that, just high level? What were you thinking when you saw all these guys together?
Yeah, but I'm not overly surprised though, Mitch. We've been already seeing that. Like, yeah. We got teased with it with other sporting events, so it was fine. I actually think it's amazing now. I just, you know, Mitch, I don't even know what to say.
I'm loving it. I'm all over it.
I thought we'd be over by now.
No,
then,
for
then
sure.
We got these other variants and this and that.
It's who cares? Yeah, like I said, I'm just going to Jackson City.
Imagine being a college kid right now. Like, you think you got to worry about diseases on a Friday night.
No doubt.
Now you got the COVID. Well, now you're like, there's just, it's a lot too going much. On. Too much. We had it easier.
A couple of more things before we get into the juggernaut, until the real thing. You know who you are.
The meat on the rib.
Exactly. U.S. Open. Situation happened a couple weeks, so I don't know if you heard about it. Andy Murray's taking on our boy, Tsitsipas.
Did you hear about this? Gotta take a dude.
Well, this is the thing.
Hey, they're playing. You want to go in the woods?
See, the woods? This is why you brought up the story and it triggered my memory. And I said to myself, hey, wait a minute. That lady, you know, she had to really go. So she goes into the bushes. Tsitsipas is playing a high level tennis game against a big competitor and he's not feeling well. He says, hey, I gotta use the bathroom. And Andy Murray here, he gets a little upset and he says, hey, 20 minutes. How long was he there? Like 22 minutes or 22 something.
22 minutes.
Yeah. And then he tweeted about it.
Yeah.
He sent me notes. So my question
that
is,
Tsitsipas was in there longer than it took Bezos to get to space.
Which is funny. So my question really, Greek, not Greek.
Yeah.
Was it too long? Did Tsitsipas overdo it?
Look, I respect the move. I didn't realize that his coach was Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Tsitsipas was a New England Patriot.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, look, you guys, come on, give the guy a break. We all go to the outhouse.
Right.
It's the sanctuary. It's the only time we get to ourselves.
Exactly.
He's probably just on doing everything we're doing. He's on YouTube. He's reading a couple articles.
Yeah.
Texting a couple friends.
You get smarter there.
You know what?
He probably watched a few a few minutes of competition going, hey, he likes to go to his right, I'm gonna go to the left.
Maybe he's watching game tape. I don't know, that's what I'm saying. But Murray was upset. But Murray, why don't you go in for 22 minutes?
Why don't you do it right after? Exactly.
Don't be a hater. Don't hit the game, baby.
Yeah. I mean, the rule's there.
Yeah.
He utilized it.
He did.
So. I'm just saying, we'll talk about it a little later. You'll see why.
And you know what, Murray? Did you ever wonder if he's okay?
Yeah.
You just jump to conclusions that he's cheating?
Yeah.
Did you ever say, hey, are you all right?
How exactly is he cheating? I don't understand. How is that cheating? Because he needed to go to the bathroom? How is that cheating? That's not cheating.
I'm just saying.
All right, and finally, it's like the world knew that we were coming back exactly today, roster. Because I said we got Olympics, we had a little Andy and Tsitsipas situation here. Oh, we had the Jake Paul. Maybe we'll talk about that in a few minutes or so.
Right.
But what else did we have? The big news came out tonight. This weekend, you got another celebrity, it's an old school fight. It's Holyfield against Belfort. Triller's doing it. We talked about it before. Is Triller really a boxing promotion, or are they just a nightclub with a whole bunch of guys that like to box? Who knows? It's kind of a combination of both. But they might have pulled off the greatest thing I've seen.
It's fantastic.
And maybe the timing is even better. Like, who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, this coming Saturday, if you're bored and you got nothing to do, I highly recommend buy the Triller package, not to watch the Holyfield and Belfort and the other fights and all. Tito Ortiz is taking on Anderson Silva. It's also, who's commentating? Donald Trump is going to be the color man for
fantastic.
This. Did they know that we were coming back on today?
I want to know whose idea, who approaches who? That's all I want to know.
You know what? Based on what's going on in the world, they for sure just threw out a lure. They're just like, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. And boy, did the big tuna bite.
So big. What's crazy is that there are going to be so many people that could care less about boxing
right.
that will buy it for Donald Trump. That's it's mind blowing.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
It's mind blowing.
Dude, I think this could be. So Snoop has been doing a few commentary things. Actually, during the Olympics, they put Kevin Hart and Snoop together. And NBC, bravo to you. You guys knew you were dropping the ball. You knew something. And you pulled out two wild cards and they did awesome. I don't know if you saw some of these clips. They were awesome.
It's like they basically brought out Adam Cole and yeah. Bryan Danielson.
Oh, hey. I know what you don't.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. We are getting a little ahead of ourselves. But dude, to bring out Donald, which from what I've heard over the years, Dana White said it many times that even when Trump was the president, he said that Donald would call him after some of the big fights and say, hey, you know, I watched it here at the White House. I loved it. This, that, the other. So he's a big fighter.
He's been at the boxing matches.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
For years. He's a big fight fan.
Oh, I love this.
Big fight fan.
I love this.
You love it.
Well, let's just throw in this one just because I had it on the notes, but then we've been running right. around because this is what we do. We're banter guys. All right.
Yeah, that's what we do.
The Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley. What'd you think? Was it fair, not fair? Was it rigged, not rigged? Thoughts on 3-0 Jake Paul, if you haven't heard, spoiler alert.
No, it wasn't rigged. It's not rigged because Woodley almost had him knocked out. Like, he hit him hard and stumbled him a couple of times. He just couldn't finish the job. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, like, you know what? I got to give Jake Paul a little bit of credit here. Like, he's pretty tough. Like, he's a pretty tough guy for his, like, for yeah. where he is.
Right, right.
But he understands that boxing is also a point system mm-hmm. and how to get points. And that's why he won.
Yeah.
Like, I think in a rematch, I think Woodley...
You think so?
Yeah, because he... You know, Woodley never got hurt.
Right.
Woodley hurt him.
Okay.
And he lost on points.
Right, right.
Right? Like, these guys... Like, he didn't understand, like, the whole point aspect. So, if you see how Jake Paul was,
yeah.
was boxing around, like, he was... Just throwing stuff out.
Sure.
Just to land. So, you know, once you kind of get, oh, okay, that's the difference maker.
Right.
You know, he knows how to adapt. And personally, I think he would even cut a little bit of weight, and I think he'd finish the job.
Really?
Yeah, find ways to knock. He had him knocked out on the ropes, man.
Yeah, he like, did. He was, the ropes, yeah, had him.
You know.
But I'll say this, you know, I think that... I think fighting him again would be stupid. I mean, you've proven your point. You're 3-0. Either go and fight...
No, Paul shouldn't fight him again.
No, he shouldn't fight him.
No,
he shouldn't fight him. No,
move on.
I mean, the Mestival guy wants to fight him now. So I think that, like, is a brawl. I don't know if you really want to fight that guy, because I think that guy can actually and wants to, like, kill you, because that guy used to be in the back alleys fighting him down in Florida with Kimbo Slice. This guy, that's where they discovered
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think the same is, that's what we all thought with Woodley. It's not like Woodley's that far removed from the UFC.
Sure, I agree. But Woodley was also, he's a grappler fighter. Like, you know what I mean? I would like to see Jake Paul fight a boxer. Like, versus boxer.
I'm going to tell you who needs to fight Mitch. Jake Paul, mm-hmm. like, you remember how he's been calling out Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Okay, Conor McGregor actually should take this fight.
Oh, 100%.
Like now it's at the point where... He's done his part to build him up.
Sure.
And he's been calling him out like crazy. And I'm sorry, McGregor, your UFC career is over.
Yeah, it's done.
And if you want to rekindle anything in a boxing career, this is the way to do it. Where he's actually a striker.
Right.
And he can actually beat him. And the money that this would... You got to remember, isn't this the second largest pay-per-view buy of all time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And that's Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley.
That's crazy.
Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor.
Oh, it's over.
And the way that those guys trash talk, it'll actually maybe even break the number one.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I agree.
That's the smart fight.
I think that is a smart fight for both of them, too.
For both of them.
For both of them.
Then McGregor can get a win.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, he'll get, yeah.
You think? I don't think so.
This one,
Buddy McGregor is small compared
to him.
Yeah,
but he knows how to box. And now he's got some experience.
Jake Paul's got 3 straight fights like that. I don't know. This time, honestly speaking, I thought I thought Woodley had him. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I actually thought he was going to win that fight. It's in Cleveland. It's in Jake Paul's hometown. And hey,
yeah, fine,
the votes went that way. It makes sense. Speaking of Cleveland, it's a big NFL town. Tomorrow, the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry, Merry NFL. I say it every year. This is my thing.
Sing it, Mitch. Sing
it, Mitch. Merry, Merry NFL. Merry, Merry NFL. Merry, Merry NFL. Merry NFL. All right. Tomorrow, the juggernaut is back. After a year of COVID, they played the games And you know what? This is why I love the NFL, because they learn. They look at the other leagues and they say, what are you guys doing right? Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing wrong? We're going to make it right in between. They came out with COVID. You guys, you know, we really highly recommend get your players COVID, you know, vaccinated and all that stuff. Get the, you know, do the rapid testing at the stadiums. Do this, do that. If they added that extra game this year, if any team has any sort of COVID issues, guess what? There's not going to be a rescheduling unless it's an absolute necessity. Mm-hmm. It's you lost this game. So where I'm excited about this year is you got the extra game and you got all these external factors. But the beautiful thing is that the NFL looked at the schedule and said, what are we going to do? If you haven't looked at week one yet, take a good look. It's unbelievable. They are not leaving any cherry untouched. They are putting the cherry on every single game. Interdivision games, just great rivalries. And to start it all off, the defending champions, seven-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers versus America's team? Dak Prescott, back, your heartstrings are tugged. What do you
What do you want?
What do you want?
Roster, what do you
this
want?
This is why they're the juggernauts. This is why you Adam Cole came over.
It's not, hey, relax. Hey, hey, one step at a time. One step at a time.
Adam Cole. No, I can't.
Later on. Look, I want to go back on something with COVID. You know what, NFL?
Yeah.
You deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any organization whine and cry and saying, well, 9 of our players got COVID and we lost the game because it sucks. Well, you want to know something, roster?
That's right.
You want to know something, NFL? Let me tell you what sucks. When you draft your first overall pick, that's out for the entire season in fantasy football.
That's right.
Okay, when you're entering the playoffs and all of a sudden you don't need the game, so you bench your wide receiver because week 17 doesn't matter to anybody anymore.
Oh, it matters.
Oh, it matters. Okay, it matters. So if I have to live through it, if Mitch has to live through it, and if the whole roster has to live through the fact that during fantasy football, we gotta just take it in the fantasy, you know what?
Right.
Well, guess what? Same with you, NFL. I like what's going on.
Oh,
I think COVID should stay around kind of forever.
Yeah.
As the X factor.
As the X factor. Couldn't agree more. Same. With that being said, let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL. I am pumped, man. I just did one of my fantasy drafts last night. Another one's coming up pretty soon. We should actually log in. Oops, we probably did.
Don't worry. I took care of it.
Thank you.
I took care of mine.
I don't think I did mine. So either way, I might be out this year. Either which way. With that being said, I want to go over what your expectations are. Give me some teams that you absolutely love, like, you know, give me something. What are you looking for in the NFL this year? What storyline are you looking for? What do you like?
Okay, so actually what I like is what I like from last year. Mm-hmm. I really think that the same teams are going to emerge, the same teams that are going to be the ones to, you know, to beat until proven otherwise. I think Green Bay is still a factor.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is back. But
He's done.
No, look, Green Bay, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Right.
And then, you know, I still think Baltimore will compete, and Kansas City. I just don't see a reason why Kansas City's not back in the final again.
Right.
In that one. So I think from expectation, I'm kind of expecting kind of the same thing to emerge. But there are a few teams that I'm keeping my eye on. These are the teams where I look and I say, okay, what are you up to? Because I think they're the difference maker. So number one, you talked about it already.
Right.
And they're playing a team that I just talked about already. It's the Dallas Cowboys. So Dak Prescott gets hurt last year, misses the whole season. Okay. Right.
Yep.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
He's back. Okay. So I want to see what Dallas is all about now.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see, like, what would have happened last year? Because that team last year and this team this year is not much of a difference, but in my opinion, at least. And I want to see what Dallas is all about. Right. And another team that I want to look at is the LA Rams. Mm-hmm. So now you did a quarterback change.
Yeah.
Okay, so you identified that your team got stale. You know, I'm not a big Goff person, so right. I was really happy with the move. But you got a guy with an arm. Yeah. So you got a guy with an arm that was on a terrible team, and now you're putting him on a really good defensive team and with really good receivers, multiple receivers.
Yes.
So I'm really curious to see what the LA Rams are going to do in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing for me.
The LA Rams, Drew Stafford coming over from Detroit is huge. And it's a big storyline. I now wonder to myself, you're in Detroit all these years. The expectations weren't as high. Now they're high. A lot of people have them to be in the Super Bowl. So for me, can he back it up?
Tons of analysts
have the Rams actually winning it and or being in it against your Chiefs and stuff like that. The storyline for me is actually a little bit different this year. And it goes back to the guy that I admire, even though he started off hot last year and then came off a little bit. It's Billy Ball. It's over in New England. I know that they were the king and the dynasty for years and years, and we're all tired of talking about them. But when you go to the top and then you kind of falter, and then Tom Brady goes and wins in his very first year on another team, Billy's got nothing but to prove to the world that it wasn't Tom. He's got he's got to go after it all now, right? So he had 9 players that were in COVID that opted out because of COVID last year. He's got them back. He goes and drafts Mac Jones. This guy was a Heisman hopeful over in Alabama, obviously didn't win it, but he's that type of quarterback that he likes it. In fact, a lot of analysts, I'm sure you heard about it, Cam Newton's gone now. Cam Newton got released. Why? Because Mac Jones, the 15th pick overall, proved that the 2017-15 MVP wasn't good enough anymore. He's got to go. I'm here. I'm going to take over. I think, truthfully, and I mean, if the NFL is going to start with a little Tampa Bay and Dallas, how amazing would it be to end with a little Tampa Bay and New England? I am a big believer. Mark my words. This is a hot take, Johnny Hockey style. Bold. I am going with the New England Patriots are going to make a huge run this year. Last year, and this is the other thing, we're talking about Billy Ball. This guy watched the Buffalo Bills give punches to the neck, punches to the face, because that's what he did to them all those years. He's not going to forget that. He's ready to bring them all back. He's ready to go, boys, we have a good enough team here. And then he spent money. They opened him and Kraft said, hey, let's spend a little money. Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, they bring in the boys, double tight end set. I remember they used to do that back in the day. New England is the team I'm going to be
Gronkowski
watching.
Hernandez.
I am huge on watching it. And the other team, look, I'm wearing the colors. They're our boys. It's the Packers, but for different reasons. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to have a huge year this year. But it's not because he cares to make us faithful happy. It's because next year when Denver or the Raiders, the two teams that really want him, he's just trying to up his stock, baby. He's just trying to up it just a little bit more. So, Dimitri, I'm going to ask you about this. I'm going to ask you division winners, AFC East, Bills, Dolphins, Jets, New England. Who do you like?
I love your prediction. I really do, because you know the thing is that Belichick, you got to remember, when you see something, you see something. And I think now there's this understanding of, guys, just so we're all aware,
right,
listen to me this time around.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, right? But I still think the Bills win it.
Bills, I'm going to take New England. You got AFC South, Houston, Indy, Jacks, and the Colts. Wentz, just the jinx. I don't know what this guy's up. I don't know what to tell you. I got thoughts on him. I'll give it to you at another time.
I gotta go with the Colts. I know, but I'm gonna do it.
All right, fine. How about KC, the Chargers, the LA Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and Denver?
KC. Yeah.
You know what? I kind of like the Chargers a little bit this year.
Nah, come on, Mitch. Don't do it. You know
what? I like it. Listen, a lot of people, like them. I'm just saying.
You always got to do that dumb pick every year.
That's a dumb pick. This is a big pick.
The Chargers. Holy shit.
They're looking nice this year. They got a lot of offense. And I took Justin in the draft yesterday. Anywho's, AFC North, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Cleveland, Baltimore. I like this
Baltimore.
You like Baltimore that much? You still believe in Lamar?
Yeah.
Really?
No
wide receivers.
Doesn't matter.
Everyone knows he runs the ball.
And they got another running back.
True.
And they got another running back.
All right. You know what? I don't know why, but I think with the farewell tour of Mr. Ben, I think Pittsburgh comes out one more time. I just
you know who loves you right now.
Who's that?
You know who loves you.
Oh.
Hey.
How you doing, Taylor?
Can I get invited to the ceremony? Can I get invited to the ceremony?
You didn't want
to
pick. You didn't want to pick. You don't want to play. You didn't want to play.
You know what she said today? I was walking by. She goes, I'm really excited to start listening again. That's awesome.
Well, that's
she's
very nice.
We should do something nice for her.
Well, like what? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Well, we can't say it on air. We should make it a surprise.
We can't say it on the air? Why? What happened?
I'm just saying.
All right. From there, we go to the NFC. You've got the NFC. Let's go with the NFC North, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. And I know you hate them. Chicago.
Listen, I'm going to go Green Bay because I'm a fan, whatever. But I'll tell you what, roster, watch out for the Bears. This team kind of scares me, Mitch.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Do you think Justin Fields makes a debut sooner than later against Andy Dalton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Give me a bold prediction. Week what?
Week four. I'll go the typical week four.
All right. What about LA Rams, Seattle, Arizona? And or who's the other team in that division? Hold on. LA Rams, Seattle, Arizona.
Look, I know I talked about the Rams, and I'm telling you they're gonna make splashes, but give me the Zona.
Buddy, you're crazy. You've lost your mind.
What are you talking about?
Everyone's talking about the coach is gonna be canned within like two games.
I don't care. I got the cojona to pick the Zona. Working about that all summer, by the way. How did it go? Was the delivery good?
That was a good delivery. What you did there.
Cojona for the Zona. Okay.
Honestly, you're crazy. Seriously. Crazy. No, you're a little crazy. I don't know what you're saying. Gentlemen, let's go to the NFC East. This is the division of all divisions. Forget everything else. You got your Philly. You got your Dallas. You got your Giants. And who else? Come on. This is part of the test. You know that, right?
I got Philly,
Washington,
the Giants. Yeah, hold on. No. I get it. Yeah, the football team. What's the name of that? The football team.
Oh,
they're still with that.
Actually, they are. They've come down to three names. It might change by the end of the year, but they've come down to three names.
You know what? Give me Dallas.
See, Dallas, I see why. But why is no one picking Washington? They won the division last year. They got better with Fitzmagic now. Mm-hmm. And they got their running back. They got Ian Thomas as their tight end. They got Chris Samuel from Carolina. I like this team. I think they're pretty good.
No, it's a great team. I don't know. I still think Dak is a good regular season quarterback.
Huh? Wow. All right. And final one, NFC South, it's the Atlanta Falcons, Carolina, Saints, and Tampa Bay. Who do you like there?
Give me Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I know I'm picking like all
that one's kind of easy. You kind of have to. Yeah. Here's a team. This is unprecedented. In free agent markets and everything, the team's the exact same that it was
from last year.
You got to take Tampa Bay. From there, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen of the roster, we move on. We're off to rapid banter. Why? Because I told you, we're cutting this baby down.
Yeah, we're
shedding the fat.
We're fine-tuning it.
We're
talking about an array of sports.
An array of sports, exactly. Here we go. Ben said, I took less money so that TJ Watt would get more money. Mind your business, Ben, or beep, beep, beep. That's the vault backing up, by the way.
What are you thinking?
That's actually pretty good. You're back, baby.
Second never left.
That's pretty good. I like that. Ronaldo is now with Manchester
United, yeah.
And Messi is some French team, right? let's just go with that. You like or you don't like?
I love.
You like all the change. That's a lot of change during the summer.
That's a lot of change.
A lot of change.
Finally, man.
You know what? I kind of like it too.
I like it
too. But why can't they be on the same team?
They got to do that for one. Like the end of the year, just be like, look, come on.
Just one.
We'll just score 60 goals.
Yeah.
But in like the craziest.
Who didn't want to see Gretzky and Lemieux together?
But in the worst league of all time.
Yeah. Oh, the MLS. we're back. Hey. You see that? Giannis won his first championship. Key to Milwaukee or key to Athens?
Key to the world.
Donald Trump is going to call his first fight, Holyfield Belfort, MAGA move. Or Malacca move.
Huge MAGA move.
Huge. This is huge.
Huge. It'll be the greatest pay-per-view you have ever seen. You know, you gotta, you know what?
You gotta do it.
You gotta miss him a little bit.
You gotta.
The sound bites.
Who does it? Even you left. Even you. You miss him a little bit. Admit it. Breaking Bad, GOT, or Sopranos. Binge one, PVR one, cut one.
Oh, Mitch, you're a jerk, man.
I know.
I know what you did. Okay. Binge The Sopranos.
Okay.
What was the other one?
GOT.
PVR.
I know you're going to say it. Say it. Say it. Say you little nerd. Say it. Say it.
PVR Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And cut Game of Thrones.
Really? I know. I'm so proud of you right now.
I know. Because you know how I feel.
To you.
Hey.
Cheers.
But here's the thing. Game of Thrones is the only ending that disappointed me out of the two. That's the tiebreaker.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. I'll give it to you. So our very last episode, you went on a rant about Djokovic, got tons of views.
Holy smokes, man.
How big a celebrity are you now?
I'm just going to say, I have to keep this on silent.
Yeah.
Because I can't keep up, Mitch. I can't keep up. I hit it.
Mac Jones this week revealed that he runs his offensive plays with his girlfriend at home. Stop bringing your work home with you, or hey, you want this mansion? You run the slant position.
Reverse cowgirl is not a play. It's a move.
This is what I'm talking about. Drake is going to do the music for the Monday Night Football. Is Drake now the GOAT? Can we just say it?
Yeah, right now, yes.
He's big. Yeah, I agree. And a couple more here.
Him and Pitbull.
Pitbull doesn't get enough love anymore.
No.
Used to be
they
big.
They just know how to work it.
So... it's the big controversy. I mean, it took over the Toronto billboards downtown. It's Drake's Lover Boy, 430 million downloads. Kind of like Real Locker Room Talk. Very
give
close.
Or take.
And then you got our boy Kanye. He's got Dunda. Kind of like that name a little bit more. Just throwing that out there. He's got 423, but over 5 days, who has the better record?
Quality over quantity. Drake.
There it is. College fan the other day was seen... literally chugging a jar of mayonnaise. Absolute craziness, or you just don't get me, man.
Yeah, you just don't get me, man. It's college rules, and it's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Chugging mayonnaise. That's, by the way, that's how they're getting over COVID there.
Yeah, you chug mayonnaise.
Yeah, you chug
it. You know what I mean? You think it's stupid? You try it.
COVID can't live in mayonnaise.
There's always got to be that guy.
He has to outdo everybody.
He does.
Hey, you remember Gary from college?
You love the Gary.
Yeah, I love the Gary. You remember Gary from the college chugged that mayonnaise? What's up? He's dead. That's what
it is. Okay, here's one for you. What would you prefer?
Sure.
A first name, or I only go by one name?
You know how I feel about first name. It's only one name for me. You know how I feel about it. It's weird. It's got to be weird. All right, here we go. We told you. We're going fast and furious. By the way, saw Fast and Furious 9. Quick question, big thing. How is it that it started with one?
Right.
Where Toretta, right? Vin Diesel's character, is a mechanic. No way.
Making a good living.
By number five, they're like government agents.
Six.
I don't know.
See, that's where they lost it
for
me.
At nine, John Cena's his brother. How? How did this happen? Where did we miss out on the whole John Cena thing?
I just think that, you're right. Like, when The Rock stepped on the scene, you're like, yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
But where did this, like, how did they, no, I didn't believe it.
I'm not going to lie to you, I watched the whole thing.
And?
It is what it is, right? I'm not going to say it's good, but I couldn't take my eyes
off
it.
It's no basketball.
It's no basketball. You son of a bitch. He's done it again, ladies and gentlemen. He's done it again. All right, from there we go to Maga Malaka. Here it is. Maga Malaka this week. I was going to say, how do you start off the new year? I was going to do all this stuff. And I said, no. You know what? It's about bathroom etiquette. CC Bus decided to take 22 minutes off during the U.S. Open during a competition. I say, hey, let's get down to the nitty gritty. What's Maga? What's Malaka? It's what brought us the CGSW, the sports show, this segment alone. Here we go. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Go fuck yourself.
You're going to kill me.
All right. Here we go. Looking in somebody's medicine cabinet, Maga or Malaka move?
You know what? It's a Maga move. You just gotta know.
So, you know what? That is... I agree. I'd be lying if I said I don't do it.
Is it right? No. But we all know at one point in time in our lives,
right,
we did it.
We've all done it.
Everyone's done it at least once. Well,
you're using the past tense. You're still doing it and so am I.
You're right.
True.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Especially a new house. You gotta know.
You gotta see what's going on.
What kind of people are these?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? anyone can vacuum the living room.
What kind of people are these? They're our friends, man.
Yeah, but you know who ruined it? It was Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's
Seinfeld
true.
Seinfeld killed
he
it.
He did it. He did it. All right. When flushing, making sure everything's down, or are you just a flusher and walk away?
No, you gotta, Maga, you gotta make sure it's down.
Down.
You got to wipe. You got to clean up. You got to do maintenance.
Everything.
You got, no, do the right thing.
All right. You're it's at somebody else's house. You probably get in trouble just because it happens at your house. Putting the seat down. Do you do it at somebody else's house? Do you make sure you're putting the seat down? MAGA or Malacca?
Yeah, MAGA. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
I don't do it.
Why not?
No, you got to do it. I got a bad memory. What's your name again? The towel wipe. Now listen, you're soaping up the hands,
right?
And some people get them really wet, I've noticed, and then they just use that towel like right. They've owned it for 150 years kind of thing.
Yeah,
the hardcore towel wipe, MAGA or Malacca.
Look, I don't mind it, and yeah, it is true, some people just carry a lot more water on their hands.
It's like they put it right in the sink.
Yeah, it's like, what is your water, like a scrub pad? Like, it's just, it soaks it up.
Just right,
but
in
here
it.
No, here's my thing. I'm gonna say Malacca. Right. Malacca for the people that you know you just watered. Flip it over.
Be a little respectful.
You know me, I go straight for the backside of the towel, hey?
I see what you're saying.
I just don't even take a chance. Right. I say to myself, you know what? People aren't, especially at a house party, no one's responsible.
Right. Here's one for you. The soapy mess. Some people have the bar soap. Respect. I get it. They're old school.
Sure.
But then leaving it all messy and gross. Are you a soap? MAGA or Malacca?
Malacca, for me, in a weird way, I find that gross. Like, I know it's soap.
Yeah.
I know it's the cleaning agent.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks sick.
It does, right?
It's not right for me,
I'm not
bitch.
Crazy either.
No.
Okay.
Rinse it off.
Yeah, rinse it off.
I was going to say.
A little respect. They left you the soap.
I don't want your suds.
Taking too long in the bathroom. So you're over at somebody's house. Yeah. And then, you know, you're there for 22 minutes.
Sure.
MAGA or Malacca?
MAGA. To me, that's confidence.
That's
just saying.
You're comfortable. That's a compliment.
I know I've been in here for a while, and I don't care. I go, you know what? This is someone that I want to hang around.
Side question. It's not written down. What about the person, the host, coming up? Everything okay there? MAGA or Malacca moved by the host? I know Kostaki was doing it for you a minute ago.
Yeah, Kostaki was. You know what? I think I respect it.
I say mind your goddamn business. That's what I say.
You're right. Yeah. Well,
actually, I'm in here. What do you think? I'm writing a novel? You know.
It's a little suggestive. It's a little suggestive.
You're a little rude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got it. You want me out of here. Shut up.
All right. Well, so you're at somebody else's house or you're at... Well,
sure.
No, you're at somebody else's house. This is all about etiquette, right? The phone. Do you pull out the phone at somebody else's house?
100%. Phone anywhere.
Anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go.
You know what? I kind of agree with you. MAGA
anywhere
there, too.
Anywhere you go.
All right. What if they have an array of magazines? Would you take out the magazine? MAGA or Malacca?
No. It's a trap.
Yeah.
Malacca. Because they know.
Right.
You leave the magazine out there.
Yeah.
But then they're like, Mitch and Dimitri went for the magazines.
They went for the magazines. Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what happens.
Right.
Then they got to fix the magazine.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Then they got to fix the magazine. Then they got to, they're like, well, you didn't put it in the right spot.
Right.
Didn't you see how it was organized? And then the fan effect.
Yeah.
They're judging you. It's a trap. Don't do it.
Plus, they don't want you to wreck their fan effect.
They don't want you to wreck the fan effect.
Just a look. Two more. Game or no game? So you got your phone. Are you going to play a game or no game?
No. You got to go quick hit. Social media, quick email.
Yeah,
get
boom,
out.
Boom. All right. Yeah. Last one. Work. All of a sudden, you're sitting down. Oh. Big email came through.
Yeah.
Gary needs to know what's going on with those papers. Where's that file?
Did you
answer Gary? Or forget about it. MAGA or Malacca?
I'm going to go Malacca. However, if you're going to think you can get away with it, you have to test the echo effect in your washroom.
Right.
Because then people know.
Right.
Hey, wait a sec. I hear the echo.
Yeah.
You dirty son of a gun.
You son of a gun.
You're on the toilet right
now. You're working the bathroom.
So, unless you're home alone, you can expense to leave it open. That's all I got to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Real Locker Room Talk. Season 6. Boom. Episode 175.
That's
in
crazy.
The books.
We
the
did it.
The sports show. Get ready. That's next.
We're going to do that next. But,
right now.
But you can't listen to it until, I think it's September 14th.
That's right.
Yeah, whatever the Tuesday is, September 14th. Look, sports show, 8:30 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. on the second Tuesday of every month starting on September the 14th. CJSW 90.9 FM. We want to thank you, Roster. Thank you bearing with us while we take some time off during the summer.
We need it.
Want to thank you for listening and catching up with the episodes. But look, we'll reiterate it. Follow us on the channels at RLRT Podcast if you're on Instagram and Twitter. Real Locker Room Talk if you're searching us on Facebook. RLRT TV is the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that. That's the one we're trying to really get some traction. You get the full video and the clips. Come on down. Come on, knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We'll be waiting for you.
We'll be waiting for
with
you.
With sports and banter, it's Mitch and Dimitri too.
We didn't need Caleb.
Caleb's fired. Look, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, now the CJSW, episode 175. We got to shove it in the locker because we do got to hit the showers.
Have a good one.
Thanks, roster.
See you.
That was nice.
That was good.
That was, how'd you feel?
I was...
Awkward start.
Awkward
little
start.
Little unorthodox.
Well, you know what? I'm putting this on me.
Yeah, I see
what I was a little disorganized today.
I saw where you were
going. I apologize. I was all over the place. Mm. It was a very busy week. But
it's a tough week.
This is, you just got to get on it. But you know who's going to love it? Let's just talk about a little AEW real quick. Just since we're doing our thing.
We only have 49 seconds.
Two great entrances.
Holy
South Carolina
smokes,
George, Superfan Ryan. Gentlemen, that's why you have a ramp.
When the Mick Foley comes out and says, guys, you're in trouble.
Yep.
In Mick, I trust.
In Mick, I trust too.
And they're in big trouble. And then I saw today there's a tweet like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
I heard that
when their contracts are done, they're going to. But they're
one person, right?
See, the thing is like you look at why, you know, to close it out, you look at why these big guys went. They're like, oh, I love the young talent that's there. Well, now that talent attracts talent,
yeah,
right. It's like females at a nightclub. Females attract the females because it's a safe place to go.
I see.
Attracts the males because the males are chasing the females.
Listening
so talent attracts talent. Two, one.